Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this Monday, September 21st. I am Joshua Chang. USC students are reacting today to an emotional Facebook post from the undergraduate student government president, Rinnie Sampath. Sampath was the target of a racist slur over the weekend and took to Facebook to address the incident. Martha Daniel has more.
Rinnie Sampath was walking with a group of friends on Saturday night when someone leaned out of the window of her fraternity house and verbally assaulted her. He then threw his drink at Sampath and her group.
It brought up a lot of past feelings and experiences I've had as a person of color.
Sampath's Facebook post has over 5,000 likes and 700 shares. Sampath says she hopes it spurs students and administrators to address racist attitudes that affect students of color on campus and beyond.
I wanted to make it a call to action for our community to wake up and understand this doesn't just happen to one student like me, but this happens on a daily basis.
And she's not alone in her plea. 44% of USC students are non-white, according to the university. The post resonated with students like USC sophomore Cedra, who has also experienced racial insensitivity while on campus.
I was like horrified that not only would that someone would say that in the first place, but that would happen on our campus, even though we say that it's like a safe place for everyone in all cultures.
Sampath has advocated for student government sponsorship of safe spaces on campus for minorities and students of color. Support for Sampath has been strong since she shared her experience online. Sampath has decided not to publicly name the fraternity where the incident occurred, but says that a formal investigation has been launched. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles County Department of Public Health has issued a heat alert for three districts today. Roran Wong brings us more.
The Department of Public Health reminds everyone to take precaution in the hot weather, especially people doing outdoor activities and those who are sensitive to the heat. Highs today were expected to reach from the lower to mid-80s at the beaches and lower to mid-90s inland. Officer Jeffrey Gusenhauser said that people who are frail or have chronic health conditions may develop serious health problems. This could even lead to death after being exposed to high temperatures over several days. He also said that it is critically important to never leave children, elderly people, or pets if they are outdoors. Ryan Wong, Annenberg Radio News.
Police are investigating an apartment fire that left one student dead near UCLA. Firefighters arrived at the 10,900 block of Roebling Avenue around 7 this morning. The female student found in the building was beyond medical help. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire or whether the woman died before the fire started. UCLA's student newspaper reports the victim was a senior studying psychology and Spanish. Pope Francis will arrive in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. During his six-day visit, he will visit three cities, speak to Congress and the UN General Assembly, and hold a mass for approximately 1.5 million people. Many expect him to address climate change and income inequality, but Thomas Ward, an expert in Catholicism from Loyola Marymount University, says that the Pope's remarks won't change the American political climate.
I think both groups will make some attempt to highlight aspects of the Pope's policies that align with their own, but he's not a safe figure for either group to try to embrace wholeheartedly or to claim fully as one of their own.
This will be the Pope's first visit to the United States. Volkswagen is facing billions in fines after admitting to cheating emissions tests. Emma Delaporte has more.
The biggest car maker in the world installed software in its diesel model cars that turn on the full emission control system when tests are conducted. During normal driving conditions, the car emission control systems are not fully activated. Some models were emitting up to 40 times the standard amount of nitrous oxide gases, which deplete the ozone layer. U.S. officials are forcing the company to recall almost 500,000 cars that were produced between 2009 and 2015. Emma Delaporte, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I am Joshua Chang.
Thank you.